Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. College football, it kicked off last week, but we got the full slate coming up this weekend. And the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee will host Tennessee Tech at Floyd Stadium in the borough to officially kick off the Derek Mason era. He joins us now. He's going to join us every week here on Wednesdays at 10 o'clock. Coach, it's game week. How you feeling?
Chase, Big Joe, man. I'm excited. Hey, it's football time. So for us, just got off the practice field, feeling good about our prep, and now it's time for us to get after it.
So I know this is about the kids, this is about the players, but you know, for you, and you look at your journey, you know, going from Vanderbilt and then being a coordinator at Auburn and Oklahoma State, taking a year off, and now coming back as a head coach at MTSU. What's kind of some of the things that you're feeling as you get ready to coach your first game for the Blue Raiders?
I got butterflies like everybody else. I think that's the magic of college football. For me, it's been a while, right? Actually heading into the kickoff. I think spending time with these guys, around our coaches, around our program, around the city, it's all been sort of a fun ride up to this point. And I think what you have to do is sort of put away, you know, like some of the anxiety a little bit. For me, I love the game of football, and this time of year is really as exciting as any other time. I think for me, I've been focused on really how we've prepared over the last 2 weeks, getting my team fresh, making sure that our scheme sort of fit, you know, exactly where we need to be. And that gives you a lot of confidence in how these guys are going to play, because we just want them to play fast, play physical, keep it simple, and play a good first game.
Derek Mason is with us. How special is it to feel the excitement? Because when I look around, there is excitement about your program. I was flipping through the local news channels, and they're doing sports. They're talking about you. They're talking about the Blue Raiders. There are people that are watching this program and genuinely excited to see what's going to happen with this new era of Blue Raider football. So how special is that for you to see that?
So special, right? I never thought in my wildest dreams, you know, after finishing my time in Nashville, man, that I'd probably be back in the state, you know, man, coaching ball as a head coach, at least at the collegiate level. And to have the opportunity to lead this Blue Raider program, such a storied football program, a lot of good head coaches, a lot of winning head coaches that have come before me. It's put it all in perspective by just getting a chance to get out and just see again what's happened in this community. Since I took the job, you know, 8 months ago, it's been about just trying to make sure that our team, our community, really, it's all one big melting pot. This place is a special place because it's blue collar. It works hard. And we talk about being borough built, middle made at this place. And that's sort of what I've leaned into. I've leaned into the simple fact that, you know, I enjoy coming to work every day. I enjoy the people that I do it with, and I enjoy this football team. So now, like, we get a chance to stop practicing against each other, go play against somebody else. And hopefully what we look for on Saturday is this fan base coming, you know, over to Floyd Stadium and showing up, showing out.
I love it. We're talking MTSU football coach Derek Mason. Coach, you have 59 new players, and I don't know what the situation was at your previous stops. How do you navigate 59 players? Because it's not like you got 3 or 4 years to put these guys together. You got 8 months to do it. What's the process been like? And I got to think a little bit, Coach, it's kind of fun because you get to teach.
Yeah. I mean, it has been fun, right? I think I had enough time to put together a staff that I felt – sort of embodied where we were trying to go. I wanted teachers. I wanted developers of men and talent. And I wanted to make sure that we could recruit this state at a high level. And I thought that's what we set out to do. But growth is optional. Change is inevitable. So anytime you step into a program, you're looking at, you know, there's going to be a faction like in the programs trying to see what you're looking to do. There's going to be some that don't agree with what you do, and there's going to be some that fully buy in. And we had to go through some of those changes, right? And that's the landscape of college football. But I think we did it you know, with this idea of what it takes to be like an MTSU Blue Raider, and that's we're going to work hard, and we want guys, man, that value an education. And granted, I know in this landscape of NIL, that's what's being talked about, but we just talked about do you love football. And I think as we ushered some guys out and brought guys in, it sort of led to this idea that we felt the culture getting better, okay, and this team growing in a way that we wouldn't have dreamed. We thought it was going to be a lot of work, and to be honest, it wasn't as much work as we thought. It was just about getting the right people that fit. And now what we're looking to do is head into a college football season with 60 new players, and we know that sometimes to the outside world that seems you know, harsh and somewhat unattainable. But for us, it's been fun. I like this group. They like each other, and they practice for each other. And so with that, we're going to move this thing forward and see exactly who we are.
I love it. You know, we had you on last time with Chase, and I met you at the media day down in Murfreesboro a few weeks ago.
Yep.
You talked about, which was great, Coach, about in today's world with kids, with phones and social media, but that time you have with them on the practice field, how just invaluable that is, because it's about football and teaching and teamwork and all that. And it's just a special moment. And I know you feel that way. I know it comes across with your players. I've talked to many of them, and they love going to practice. And when guys love going to practice, you're doing something right, Coach.
Well, I tell you again, it came back to this idea that we needed to make sure that we put together a culture of learning, development, and traditions around, you know, what this place is. We're one of the top academic, you know, I mean, public schools, you know, in this area. And you look at what we have done historically football-wise, and you have this idea that this place feels like it's not a rebuild, it's a reboot. And these guys have bought into the idea of hard work. We say the work is free. It's an everyday opportunity, and our identity is truly blue collar. So with that being said, you have to love the work if you want to play, because the games are, you know, in 3.5 to 4 hours, right? But the opportunity to get better is omnipresent. So we're gonna look at mastering the tools of practice so that we can hope to elevate the level of performance in games. And that's what we say every day. That's sort of how we approach it, and our guys have bought into this idea that hard work pays.
You know, Coach, we're talking MTSU football coach Derek Mason. I've talked to a lot of fans. They're excited about going to Ole Miss next week and yada, yada, yada. And yeah. I'm always like, hold on. They've got a game first before they go to Ole Miss.
Right.
You got to take on Tennessee Tech. How do you prepare for Tennessee Tech, Coach, when they've got a new coaching staff and there's really not a lot of film on this football team?
Well, like, they're well coached. I mean, you look at Coach Wilder. I mean, he's you know, a veteran coach, being in Old Dominion, he understands what this conference is. He's been on that sideline a long time. And so, like, for me, just understanding that he has coordinators in Coach Jones, defensive coordinator Coach Jones, who I know truly understands, like, the game top to bottom. I mean, we're going to see a lot of pressure, right? I mean, he's got good coaches. And then he brought his longtime offensive coordinator with him, and I think what they're going to do offensively is going to put their players in position to go out here and play fast and play well in a first ball game. It's about the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, right? And so for us, we went into this game respecting Tennessee Tech, their staff, their players. We want to prepare with the idea that you know, we're going to go out here and play a good football game, and we want to make sure that we play the type of game we want to play for 60 minutes. And if we do that, who we play is somewhat irrelevant, but our opponent just happens to be Tennessee Tech, so we're going to give them the respect that they deserve.
Coach Derek Mason is with us. And before we let you go, I mean, you know, the unique thing about college football is you get, you know, practices and scrimmages, but you don't have a game until you actually play the game. And you got a new coaching staff, you know, how you're going to execute things, the game day operations, getting the play call in, all of those things. You're not really going to truly be able to practice until you kick it off on Saturday. So what are some things that you've kind of done to prepare for how the communication between you and your assistants and getting the play call in, all of that is going to happen. Plus, you get the headset with the quarterback this year, right?
Right. Player to coach or coach to player communication is a part of college football now. I mean, we had seen it in the NFL for years, but now it's made its way to the college game. Between that and tablets, it's a new day in college football. The thing that we have talked about and really done is just emphasize the idea of how we need to practice and then the situations that we're going to find ourselves in. Special teams, offense and defense. You have to prepare your team, for all scenarios, and then you have to practice a certain way. I don't think it's about how we've tried to prepare for just a first game. I think we've tried to set a standard of practice that allows us to play a certain way. So our special teams coach, Luke Pascoe, says there's only one standard, and that's best. And so what we've tried to do is make sure that we've raised that standard of being best to how we approach practices, and I believe the way you practice is the way you play. So if that's indeed the case, well, then we feel like we're pretty prepared.
Coach, real quick before we let you go, what do you need from the fans on Saturday? What would you like to see when you run out of that tunnel Saturday afternoon?
Talk to me, Big Joe. I tell you what, I need this fan base. We need this fan base to show up. There's 25,000 MTSU grads within 5 miles of MTSU's campus. When you talk about Shelbyville to North Nashville, one in five homes has a MTSU grad. We need to make this place one of the toughest places in college football or Group of Five football to play, period. This is a great opportunity to kick off our season. We only get 6 home games, so the opportunity to show people who we are in Murfreesboro is there. And so where there's an opportunity, we want to make sure we can take advantage of it. So Blue Raiders, let's come out, let's support your Blue Raider football team, and we look forward to putting on the show.
I love it. We got 3 middle alumni sitting in the studio right now, so it's great.
There we go, Coach. Let's go for sure. Coach, you know how we feel about you. We're excited for you, excited for your program. It's going to be a lot of fun Saturday night, and we will talk to you next week.
Let's get it. Let's go Blue.
Go Blue. Derek Mason, head coach of the Blue Raiders, joining us here on the show, and he will join us every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. Really looking forward to our conversations with him, and they take on Tennessee Tech coming up Saturday at Floyd Stadium. If you're not going to the game, you can listen on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, starting at 4:30, or in Murfreesboro, 95.1 FM. You can hear Chip Walters, Big Joe, and the entire Blue Raiders team. Looking forward to that. We'll get back into Titans cuts, other things going on, college football week. 615-737-1025 is Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063, the game.